Gemara says, what are you telling me the Chiddush then? What do I need the Chiddush according to Meir for? Like Shita. Gemara says, yes, another time I would have thought to say, maybe time with Rav Meir Hossam, the Goza Pokas Ben Chiddush or to Ben Chiddush. Maybe the reason why Rav Meir says, if you say Erechin on a kid less than a month, it's Chaum, not because a person's not Moitzi Dvorim Levatolo, but it's Exerit Kalocha. That since after 30 days it is chal, so it's exerit chal before also. I will hocha, but by a kli, to lekel and nigs, there's no reason to make exeria. Everybody knows a kli has no erchen on it. Say maloi, maybe we're not pichal at all. Kamash to let the chiddush know. The time of what's the reason of Reb Meir? The time of the Reb Meir is the enod de moit the roll about all. A person doesn't say things in vain. And therefore, when he says the kli should be erchen, or else when he says that kid less than 30 days should have an erchin. Leishnoch is chal. That avada the pshat is a person on moisid the world of atolo, and therefore doesn't make a difference whether he said it upon a kli or upon a kid less than 30 days. In both cases, what he meant really to say is the value of the kid, the value of the kli, is upon him to give to Hekdish. Now the Gemara says, Kaman Nozl, who does it go like? Hod Yama Rabba Bar Yosef. That the Rabba Yosef says, Omar Rav. For Yarmila, some say Omar of Yeba Bar Yosi, Omar Rav, that Hamakdish Behemoth Chaveroim, if somebody's Makdish Behemoth that belongs to his Chaver. Now we know you have no right to do that. You can't be Makdish something that doesn't belong to you. Still it says, Aloko, Noisim Demer, you have to give the value of that animal to Hegdish. So who does this go like? Kaman Chur Krabi Meya. Goes like Krabi Meya. But he says what? A person doesn't say anything Levatol in vain. So you know that he can't be marked as somebody else's animal. So what you really meant to say was the value of that animal should be upon you. So I'm asked the question, now you Omar Rav Chodzim, Rav said this already one time. The Omar of Gid Lomar Rav. If somebody says, Erech Kli Olai, that the value of this Kli should be upon me, Erech Kli Olai, is Noisim Domiv, that you have to give the value of the Kli to Hegdish. That's what Meir Svarim. You don't say anything about Tola. So Mer says, yes. Manatim Avra thought to say, Hosamu, to your day, Yeshen, Erech Lekli. See, everybody knows there's no Erech, and the Torah doesn't give an Erech on a Kli, only upon people. Therefore, the Gomel, the Yom Lashem Dom, therefore, sure, the person meant to say, I want to be Mechayim myself the value of the Kli to Hegdish. Avo Behema, to Bas Mikdashi, a Behema has Shaykhus to Ringer for a Korbin. Ezekiel and Mehma Dochim, I thought, and say, he meant like this. So, Ezekiel and Mehma Dochim Komar, he meant like this. That maybe Yamina Lola Mora, maybe I'm going to tell the master, I'm going to tell the owner of this animal, that Nazvin Lola Li, please sell me your animal. And Tikdishlom Hashta, what I meant to say is, then it should be Chal Egdish right now, for Yakrova, and I'll bring it for a Korban. Maybe that's what the person meant. Again, here, he went and he set upon somebody else's Behemoth, that animal should be Hegdish. So here, maybe the guy really meant to make it Hegdish, because he thought he's going to go to the owner, and he's going to buy the animal off the owner. And what he meant to say is, therefore, the Hegdish should be chal right now. Maybe he did not mean to be mechayiv himself the value of the animal. And therefore, nothing should be chal over here, because you can't be makta to something that doesn't belong to you. As kamashman, that the Chiddush know, that even here also, the person knows that he can't be makta to the animal that doesn't belong to you. And for sure, what he meant to say was, just the value of that animal should be upon you to give to Hegdish. Amar Ravashi, Vudiyama Olai. It's only if he said the word Olai. It's upon me the chiyuv. Avulama harei zuloi. But if he said this animal should be hegdish, then it's not. That does not mean the money. Then for sure, when he said harei zu, that this animal should be hegdish, for sure what he meant to say is that animal should be hegdish. The mice, since the animal doesn't belong to him, the mice won't be chal. Yeah. Now the Gemara's Mishnah says, Oy veit kechovim. What's going to be by a goy? So Rabbi Meir Oymer Nerech. A goy is also in the parish of Erechim. That means he has value according to how old he is. So the Negeya for Yisrael says, I want to be Mechayiv myself to give the Erech of this Goy, you have to give according to how old he is. But if the Goy himself says he wants Avachiv to give his own Erechin, or to give the value of another Jew to the Hegdish, that no, a Goy can't be Marech, but there is an Erechin for Goy. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer Marech, no, a Goy could make Erechin. A guy could be mechayiv himself to give the value of somebody else, of himself, to Hegdish, of somebody else. But he himself has no erchin. If another Jew would say, I want to be mechayiv to give how much this guy is worth, there's no erchin for a guy. So we'll soon see how they dash in the psukim. But Zev and Zev, both Rameya and Rav Yehuda, both agree, Moidim, Shenoidrin Venidrin, that a guy couldn't make a neder, could be mechayv himself to give money to the base of Midrash, to Hegdish, but there was a neder. And if somebody's mechayv himself to give the value of this guy to Hegdish, they could also do that. As Avad, the guy has domim, he's worth something. If somebody says he wants to give his value to Hegdish, Avad of Itzchal, and the guy also give mechayv himself to give the domim to Hegdish, that he could do. Now, let's see, what's the machlokes remain of you? This is more something like this. Tana Rabbanim like this. The Pasuk says, B'nei Yisro Marichin, V'yeinu Avdi Kachov Marichin. The Pasuk says what? A Jew is in the Pasha. B'nei Yisro could be Marich, but a guy has no din Marich. He can't put himself a Chiyuv to give Erchin. Yoch, I would have thought to say, Lo Yehei Nerchin. Who a din? He has no value himself. If another Jew says, I want to give the value of a guy, he's not saying anything. Talmud Lehem, the Pasuk says, no ish. It's Mar B'ish, Divrei Rav Meir Asrameyas Svara, that a guy has an Erechin on him, a guy has value to him. If another Jew says, I want to give his value, he's Mechuyiv. Just the guy himself cannot make the Erechin. He can't be a Marach. On this, Amr Meir says, what's the Svara? That B'chi Miyacha Shemikrechim Mar, but one Pasuk says, Ish, even a guy. Well, Mikrechim Mar, one Pasuk says, no, B'nai Yisrael, not a guy. So how come I say that Nerech, he does have Erech in the Goy, but just for Lay Marech, he himself can't make the Chiv to put a Chiv Erech upon himself? Why? His Rameyas for is, Mufnei Shiribu Akosta Ben Erechin. The Torah says more cases that there is a Pash of Erechin, more people have a value to them. Yaisu more Mibu Marechin, more than people that could put the Chiv upon themselves. What's the proof? Sharei Cheresh straight to the cotton. Nerech, a kid, or a cherishtet, but either as a fool, he has an erchin in the Torah. Avoloi marichin, they themselves have no das, they can't put the chiv upon themselves. But somebody else could say, I want to be mechayv myself to pay how much this kid is worth. So you see, there is more erchin than there is marichin. So by goy also, a goy has an erich, just he himself cannot be a marich. That's Rabbi Meir Svara. Rabbi Yudu, I mean, no, the opposite. The Pasuk says again, B'nei Yisrael means nerchin. That B'nei Yisrael have an erchin, but Veinot the Kachovim Nerechin. A guy has no value to himself. The Torah didn't give an Erechin to a guy. Yochel, I would have thought to say, maybe Yos Loyehem Arichin. A guy cannot put the Chiv upon himself, even somebody else's Erechin. Talmud Lehem, the Pasuk says, no, Ish. To be marveled that a guy could put the Chiv upon himself, if he's Mechayiv himself to give how much another Jew is worth, there's an Erechin for a Jew, he could be Mechayiv himself to give that money to the Bedek Abayis. The Omer of Yudhi, Yudhi says, Yudhi explains himself, one pasuk says, "Ish, even a guy." One pasuk says, "Bnei Yisrael, only a Jew, not a guy." Yes, so if you said of Neiman Yom, how come I say, "Oyvi kichav marach a guy is in the pasha marach, he can put the chiv upon himself, but v'loy nerach, he himself has no value according to the Torah." So if you discuss of Nei Shirib lakosim marichim, the Torah gives extra chedushim that a person could be a marach, he could be a mechayv himself to give the erchin. Yais even Erchin, more than we find that there is a parsha of Erchin himself. What's the proof? Sherei tumtum yadrugnis, a sofek ish, a sofek isha. Marichin, they themselves could put the chiv upon themselves if they take somebody else's Erchin. Avolein Erchin, just they themselves don't have an Erchin. The see the Torah said more upon Marichin than upon Erchin. Therefore, a guy, according to the view, there could be a Marich, he could put the chiv upon himself, even though he himself has no Erchin. Amar Rav, Rav says like this, Hilcha Sakar Vimeya. The loch is like Rabbi Meir Taka, Rabbi Meir says a guy has erichin to him, just he can't be a marach. But mistaver taima le mistaver. His reasoning is not a good reasoning. And the time of the Rabbi Yudhi mistaver, the reasoning of Yudhi is very good. But hilchasa le mistaver. But the loch is not like Rabbi Yudhi. Why? He explains it now. Hilchasa le Rabbi mistaver. The swore of Rabbi Meir is very good. Like Rabbi Meir's swore was that a guy has a nerich, but he's not a marach. Still, the Pasuk says, "Loi lochem lonu livnos is base lokenu," that we don't take any money from the goyim. We're not supposed to take money from the goyim to build the base of Migdash. Because a swore that a goy should not be a marach. We should not take money from him. But he himself has an erchin. Now, taimo to le mistaver, just his reasoning is not right. To komai to le mecherashet v'kotim. Rabbi Meir says, "I see a cherashet v'kotim, even though they can't be a marach, but they have erchin." So I tell you, there's no tushtel. Shani Kherashrait Vikotan Labanai Deinu. They have no das. That's why they can't be a marach. But Shankin a guy that has das, maybe should be able to be a marach. Therefore, his svar is wrong, but his halach is right, that we do not take money from a goy to give to the Beis Hamikdash. Now, time is Rav Yehuda Mistar, but the reason Rav Yehuda is good, the Kamei Slay Mitumtum, and he brings a ray from Tumtum Vyat Rudnis. The what the Yafagad the Bnei Din, even though the Yaf Bnei Din Inu, still, they, even though they could be a marach, they have no erchin on them. So that's the svar to say a goy has no erchin. But, Lavnei Dinu, Miatinu Rachmona, the Torah was a Mayatim. So, but Hilchos Aloy Mistavra, the svar is not like Rav Yehuda. The Chassid that Rav Yehuda says a goy could be a marach means he could mechayev himself to give the money to the Beis Hamikdash and will take it, because the Chassid, the Pesuk says, Loy lechem v'lono livnois. That Beis Lakeinu, they said in the Chem Yisrael there, Chagmiel, they said about the Binyan Beis Hashemi, that we can't take the money from the goyim, we don't take money from the goyim to build the Beis Hamikdash. Now, for Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says, no, a goy could be a marach. He could be mechayev himself to give the money. What does he do with the pasuk of, for loy lechem, it's not for you to give, only for us? Amarav chizdom ravimi, v'erchu, and echnam, your goy has a right to be marach himself to give a chiv, but nignas, that when he gives the money, and echnam, we will hide it, we'll bury it, it'll be yasabanol, like we won't use it to build a Beis Hamikdash. But a goy could be a marach. Elo miyati, so the Gemara asks the question, if we're not going to use the money, then lo yimaboy. If the goy is marachit, there shouldn't be any islamil if you have enough from it. The Tanakh will learn like this. Chomish chetoyis hameshes, a special five halacha about a korban chatis, where it has to die. Well, let's say it's nischarpu bailim, or the bailim was mace. So the halacha, when the chatis has to die, umoyis holechas in a metal case where the money has to be thrown the yamamelech, is lenen of loymoylem, that there's no Easter, the Rabban is also to have a no, but there's no Easter Mila. So, here also, this money, if you're telling me now we're only gunners, that we hide it, we bury it, so, we should not have an Easter Mila on it. It's not only to be used for the base of English. Aloma Tanya, how can we learn? That if a goy is marked as something, we learned, that when is there no Easter Mila on the Bekotchim is Beach, there's a special Xeras Akosiv, that there's no Mila on a goy's Korbin. But if a guy is marked this money to give to the Betek Abayis, there is an Isamila. The question is why? If we're not going to use his money, we're just going to bury his money, so there shouldn't be an Isamila upon his money. Like this. The reason why we don't take the money is a different reason. Rashi says, a guy has a right to give money to the Betek Abayis. Or we may Ezra. And a special takana Ezra made, hang the time with the Shochlem, Lelechem Lolano, the reason why Ezra said we can't take the money from the Goyim, not because it's a din midi rice, so we can't take the money from the Goyim. But a special takana at that time, Mishum Rifim Yodayim, Rashi says, Mishum Shloihoyo Mischavnu Taiva, the Goyim wanted to give money, not for good intention. Elishi Somcho Gamalem, we should rely upon them, and we should listen to their advice. And they'll come and destroy the Beis Hamikdash. They'll come and tell Shiyisuas Leid. They'll change the heart of Kirish to tell them not to build it. So there's a special takono that Ezra made not to accept money over there. That's called Elohim Arovim Yisharifim Yodayimu. They said the pasuk says Via Moritz Merifin Yoday Am Yehuda Umavolam Oisim Livnis. So it's only a special takono then not to take the money. But Meikra Din, if a guy wants to give money to the Beis Hamikdash, Avad, we have a right to take it. And there was a special tikkun over there, Ezra's telling him not to take it. And most says, Tony Chod, the one price we learned, Ovi Kechovim, Shif Nadev Nedovam, the Betik Abayis Mekalbim, we do accept it, Himenu. But Tanya, there's another price that says, Ein Mekalbim, Omer Reb Eloi, Omer Reb Yechel Akasho, Ha Betchila Vesoif, one's the beginning, one's the end of the Beis Hamikdash. The Omer Vasi, Omer Reb Yechel, and Betchila, Filu Maim Melech, Ein Mekalbim Mehem. Like Rashi saw before, we're afraid we'll be sending on them. But Vesoif at the end, only Dover Mesuim Mekalbim, Dover Shein Mesuim Mekalbim. That we could. And Echidam wants to see the Dovram, Mesuim, Rabbi Yisrael going, Omakal Yerif. Yes. All right, yeah, let's stop here.